G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today it's the 2 minute warning, the best players in 5 years. If you haven't subscribed to the show, please do that. Leave a rating and leave a review. Alright, get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniel. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Are you going to me? We're going to me first.
Yeah, mate, I'm
very honoured.
If you had your camera on, I could point to you.
You know what? I'll turn it on. How do I turn it on?
No, don't worry about it. Just plow in. Oh, shit. Now he's disconnected himself.
Things are good. Should we start again?
No, go. You're away.
Mate, we're warts and all program here.
Yeah, no, the hub's good. I'm over it. I'm officially over it.
Yeah.
I'm ready to come home. I'm due to fly home on Sunday night. There were some issues with our Channel 7 Melbourne crew being unable to get into the state.
Oh, yeah, you had to sub in, eh?
Well, yeah, so I'm kind of doing a lot of work now in week 5 of being here. So, yeah.
Is there a chance they have to extend you?
There's been conversations, yeah. There's been conversations, but I haven't had those then ongoing conversations with the wife and kids back home. So
I reckon it's probably time, mate, to be honest with you.
To go home?
Yeah, you're not getting paid like Nick Nat to be there, mate.
Well, this is my point. Like, if they want to double the wage, then I'll stay. No, it's been long. It's felt like a long time. So I'm ready to come home. So
Have you been able to get out on the piss?
Not enough.
Really?
Lockdown. There's been a lot of beers had.
Yeah.
Like, there's been sort of 2 to 3 a night, you know, sometimes 4. Like, you know, and I've had a little bit of, you know, a little quiet whiskey every now and then. But you can't quite launch in because you're up at sort of probably 8:30, 9 o'clock each day. You're out to training. You're out to presses. And then you're not finishing till like probably 9 o'clock at night because of the time difference.
Your face gives away how early you get up in the morning.
You bugger lungs gets up at 8:30 or 9. Far out.
I feel for you.
You
know, we're a day 34 or some rubbish without a day off. So, we've given it a slight nudge, but not as big as you'd like when in a place like the Gold Coast. You'd like to give it a real nudge, but no.
Well, there you go. All right.
Yeah. So your suggestion this week, Rhino, was we do is the best player in 5 years' time for every club?
Yeah, so the theory was, I can't remember which game I was watching, but I was like, this bloke's going to be a star in 5 years. I can't remember who it was, but I thought it'd be interesting to look at each list and go, okay, in 5 years' time, who is going to be their best player? Like, if you're looking at, let's say, Fremantle, for instance, it's probably not going to be Nat Fyfe in 5 years.
No.
So, like, it's that kind of conversation. 5 years is quite a long time, and I reckon, like, I have my 6 teams. Thanks for giving me the shit teams, by the way. I've looked at it and gone, some of them are really struggled. So I think this is an interesting exercise. I think it'd be fun.
A quick one before we get into it. Matt Ryall can't win the Rosie Star, right?
No.
People who say that don't know what the award is.
No,
it's
but then,
your best first year.
Yeah. Someone wrote, well, Matt Ryall picked up 30 coaches' votes for Walsh, who picked up 27 last year in a full season. I'm like, cool. He finishes higher in the Coaches Association Award. He doesn't win the NAB Rising Star because of
that. Yeah.
Come on.
And do you know what? There's a lot of good young players this year too. Like, it's not like it's a year where there's no other good young players.
Yeah,
like,
Tom
Green looks fantastic.
Mate, Noah Anderson's
had a couple of good games.
Noah Anderson's just going about his business.
Yeah.
He had 20 disposals on the weekend against Geelong.
Yeah.
Just slowly ticking it away.
You would have loved to be drafted just like with Matt Ryall because you can do, like, no one, the focus is never going to be on you. Maybe just now, but like, you could have just coasted the whole time.
100%.
All right. Well, let's kick it off then with Adelaide.
Okay. Well, I've got Adelaide. Thanks for that. I had a long look at their list. I looked at Fisher McCasey or whatever his name is, the defender they picked up last year, and I haven't seen enough.
Yeah.
Like, the Crouch brothers in 5 years, God knows where they're going to be. The correct answer to this question is the best player on their list in 5 years is whoever they take with the number one pick this year.
Yes.
And I didn't want to go down that path with too many teams and say there is no one because I wanted to force myself to pick someone.
Yeah.
But I think in Adelaide's case, there's literally no one on that list in terms of young talent that you would say is an absolute sure thing. And if they, Like, if Ben Keys is their best player in 5 years, then that they're going to be playing in the really Sandford.
Struggling. I've got
like,
one for you.
It's go.
Doudet.
Tom Doudet.
Yep.
How old is he? Like 22?
Yeah, young. Young, missed 12 months of footy with a knee. Was showing really good signs. Was showing really good signs the year before that. He's back in now. I think he'll take 12 months to get back on his feet, but I reckon he's the one.
Struggling if you key defender.
Yeah, okay. If you had, if it was a gun to your head, that's probably the one. I think, like, all jokes aside, whoever they do take with the number one pick this year,
they
would be hoping that in 5 years he's their guy.
Well, it's going to be rough because this is the year. So it's going to be really hard to draft, but on early form, Jamara Ugle-Hagan's the number one pick, and he's Western Bulldogs Academy player. So
that's right.
So your number one pick's not going to be the real number one pick.
It's time we pin those.
There's a couple of kids heading to GWS, I think. Yeah,
I think they're going to pin.
It's timing, is it? Like, I remember, the one I remember is that when the Eagles finished last, I think the first time they'd ever done it.
Yeah,
and because Gold Coast were coming in, they got pick four instead of pick one.
Yeah, absolutely.
They took Gas, but then turned out to be probably the right pick anyway. But still,
yeah, even probably out of that four, he'd be the
what draft was it? Swallow. No, Gaffey's been much better.
Swallow, Sam Day, Harley Bennell.
Gaffey's, Bennell could have been the best of the lot. Didn't get there.
Yeah, Swallow's had injury problems.
Gaffey's in a different league to Swallow.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Carlton.
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Mate, if you...
Sorry,
if
mate, let's give... too hard, Brisbane. They're all
stars. It's ABC, mate. ABC.
Everybody means too hard. Anyway, I've had to split between two. I nailed it down to two players. Harris Andrews, who I think is going to win four or five, probably all Australians over the next 4 or 5 years. I think he's got a mortgage on that position in the fullback line. Luke Hodge came out yesterday and said he's the best defender he's ever played with.
Were you playing defence at Hawthorn? Is that a bit of a how you feel about that?
No, I didn't play defence.
Oh, you were just up. Oh, so that was when you were older.
No, when I got a bit fatter. But, like, I mean, they had some good defenders there. Trent Crowe was all Australian. Cameron Brown was all Australian. Brian Lake was a Norm Smith medalist.
Yep.
Harris Andrews above all them. But
Gibson,
I've got
Gibson,
Josh Gibson in premiership season. Yeah. So he's obviously got a fair future. I've gone Hugh McCluggage, though, and by that stage, he'll have about 170 games under his belt. He'll be 27. You're tossing up a coin between, I reckon, maybe McCluggage could possibly be the best midfielder in the competition and Harris Andrews could be the best defender in the competition. So I purely just went with McCluggage over Andrews due to being a year younger and maybe he might be a little bit more electric in the midfield.
I think you agreed there. Hey, you're up on the coast, Ryan. One that I keep seeing every week and meaning to look into it, Alex Witherden's not in the side. Do you know what's going on there?
Yeah, no, I just think he's been edged out. They keep saying, like, basically Ryan Lester's keeping him out of the team. Like, they like Ryan Lester. He's a good clubman. He's versatile. They can put him around. So he's basically keeping him out. And then Stasevic has sort of come on.
He's
really
come on a bit,
strong,
yeah,
playing in the back line as well. And even last year, like, Witherden was struggling a bit. And
he was,
was even sort of nudging ahead of him. So, yeah, I think what we saw from him in that first year, he's that classic, you know, jump out of the gates, look a million bucks. But he just hasn't gone on with it. So, yeah, but the Andrews McLuggage, that just tells you where Brisbane's future is. Like, it's in a really strong position. Like, they've got two that, I mean, any other of these clubs, they could have been the number one guy in any of them, really.
Yeah. Now it's Carlton.
Yes.
So, Carlton,
for Carlton,
5 years' time, best player on the list is still going to be Paddy Cripps. He's only going to be 30.
Yeah.
Walsh is the other one, but he's not. Sam Walsh isn't Paddy Cripps.
I was with the Sam Walsh hater on the weekend.
Really? Like, full on hater?
Yeah.
Really?
Why does he hate it? He's only played 1 year.
That's what I kept saying. He's like, he's hit his capacity. No, I'm not seeing it.
His capacity.
Yeah, not seeing it.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. Is he going to have a better career than Mark Murphy?
Oh. That's tough. I think
I don't know.
I was never a big Murphy man.
But he had some good
years. But he had a solid career.
Yeah. He had some good years in there.
Yeah,
I feel like
kinda,
that's
I appreciate
where we're
him
heading
now
with
that
Sam Walsh, and that's not a bad thing. It's fine, but that's kind of my comparison at the moment. It feels like an under the radar, you know, your second or third best mid guy.
Yeah, I need someone to do research on Sam Walsh. I know we're talking about Paddy Cripps, but I don't reckon he went into a centre bounce on the weekend.
He's very out. They're still keeping him very outside.
Ridiculous.
So who are they throwing in there?
The Gibbons and those sort of players. It's bad. Like, get him
Jack
in there,
Jack Martin.
But I mean, Jack Martin's been very good. Yeah. I'll give you that, Ryan. He's still,
not an All-Australian squad.
No, he's still not an A-grade.
Oh, geez, that's a stretch. Anyone in Carlton's in the All-Australian.
Hey, what about the key to stopping Carlton? It's pretty obvious.
Stop Paddy Cripps.
Tag Cripps, Craig. Tag Doherty.
Yeah.
And good luck.
They've got they got two guns.
The next 20 players are nowhere near the opposition's 20 players.
Nah, that's why I fear for Sam Walsh that he's going to have that like if you had Mark Murphy's career, it's like 2 years where you were actually. Mm. I mean, Carlton are always relevant because they're a big club and they're always in the prime time spots. But yeah. Most people hate on them being there.
Saw Cade Simpson broke the record for the most losing games. Yeah, oh, was it the weekend or the weekend before? Over 200. Imagine that.
Hey, just a note on Carlton while we're on them. Like I was when they arrived the other day. I want to shout out Levi Casbolt and his wife. Very nice people. Had a quick chat to me. Had a socially distant, safe space. But you know, Levi gets a lot of.
This is the year of Levi. Basketball. He's getting praise left, right, and
center. 2 weeks in a row, Levi's had love on this program.
Essendon?
Yeah.
No, Collingwood. Okay, Collingwood. This is me.
C before E, mate.
I really struggled.
ABCDE.
ABCC. I struggled mightily. I went with, okay, is it DeGoey? Nah. Is it an outsider like Stevenson, maybe? I thought, nah, he can't be their best player. It's probably still going to be Brody Grundy. Like,
yeah, how old is he? He'll probably be, what, 30-odd?
Yeah, he's going to be 31, I think. Like, he's probably still going to be the best ruckman in the competition, you would think.
Did he sign 7 years? Is that right?
He'll be there.
So they're assuming he's going to be playing at a level in 7 years.
Did he sign it, or was he like...
No, he signed
it. Is it actually done deal?
Yeah, and then I think he's going to have to hand it back.
Yeah, he's huffed.
It's COVID, yeah.
No, I agree with that.
Is there anyone else I'm missing? I can't
only thing I'd think else. Is...
the jump of the Dacos jump this year, if he has another couple of levels, he's a smoky.
I think DeGoey is about maybe 24 months away from a Dusty Martin sort of...
Breakout.
Yeah. If he gets his shit together and gets fit enough to go to the midfield for long enough, I watched him in the midfield on the weekend, and spreading from the congestion just was a non-thing. You can't have that. Like, you can if you're Dusty Martin, you're the best player in the competition. You can't have it if you're a B-grader in there.
Trying
like,
to prove it still.
So I think if he goes in the midfield, he's got that and gets a bit stronger and a bit fitter, I think potentially he could become a top midfielder.
He had moments where he almost won a grand final.
He's got the ceiling to be better than Grundy. But it's just whether or not he reaches that potential for obvious reasons.
Yeah, and the news during the week's obviously a bit concerning for him as well. So we'll have to follow that closely.
And then he said a swear word at the airport. Got very excited.
What did he say?
Everybody got very excited.
Oh, right,
okay.
Went
hard with it.
Right, gotcha.
Can't be saying swear words at the airport.
Essendon?
Yep.
Bleak. A young bloke called Bleak. I honestly went with, there's not a lot there. There really isn't. Because they've given away a lot of their draft picks in the past for Stringer, Dylan Scheel, Smith, all those sort of Kevin players Smith, coming in. Andrew McGrath has to be it, I suppose, number one draft pick. He's averaging 21.3 disposals this year.
McGrath.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got what we wanted. He's playing more midfield time.
Yeah, so he'll be 20.
Asking for it for 2 years.
He'll be 27 at that age. He's Hugh McCluggage's draft, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, there's daylight between those two if you have to do
McGrath,
a
read. McGrath, Taranto, McCluggage.
Yeah. Which Taranto, I forgot, of course, he won their best and fairest last year.
Yeah, he's out. Oh, no, he was out. He's coming back.
Shoulder.
I think, now.
Yeah, he's coming back. He's on his way back.
Is that like the equivalent of getting like the LeBron, Carmelo, Dwayne Wade draft and getting Melo? Like, if you get he's good. He's going to be really good.
Yeah.
He's not LeBron. He's not Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And, of course, like, Essendon fans will love him. But then if you move LeBron into your side or Wade, it's like, shit, right, that's what's happened.
but you're right.
He's a nice player. He's a nice player. And he's still only young. You sort of forget how young some of these guys are. He'll be 27 in 5 years. So, ideally, that's his prime. That's his prime time. So
I think it was his pace that got him. Like, he was okay at a lot of other stuff, but he just was so quick off the halfback and they fell in love with it.
No, he's 400s. His aerobic ability.
Yeah, okay.
And his high jump.
Yeah, so maybe that was a high jump champion. The athletic profile over the.
Yes.
Tim Taranto and Hugh McCluggage could play football seriously well.
What about. So I thought Tim Taranto was a bit of a nerd. He's come back tatted up like he's a part of a bikie gang. I'm like, oh, Taranto, I like it.
Yeah.
He's a Bondi. You can see him hanging out of the Bondi.
Yeah. With some leathers on.
Fremantle.
The Dockers.
Yeah, the Dockers. So I went a bit left to field with this one. Say, Fifey's probably, there's every chance he's still the best player, but he's going to be quite old by that stage. I went
33,
with
32, 33.
32, 33.
Do you reckon he'll be at Fremantle in 5 years?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He's very brand conscious.
He's a lifer.
He's a one man. So Hayden Young was one that popped up, and I thought, well, yeah, we'll see how this goes. But Sam Sturt, I'm buying shares in Sam Sturt.
Whoa!
Yeah, enough, like...
They're cheap at the moment.
I've seen enough from him in bits and pieces at that Essendon game, yeah, and a couple of things he does in traffic that I went back, I watched his... When he got drafted, I watched his TSC Cup final.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. I think the fact that he came so late to footy, yep, and his size and his skills, I think, like, give it 5 years... And he could be,
yeah,
he could not completely at all.
You got to pitch their body in 5 years, don't you?
Yeah.
So for example, we go back to Cripps and yep, Walsh. Walsh's running ability is probably not going to get better in 5 years. No. So then you're like, where's the area to improve?
Yeah.
Whereas Oregon, as you're saying, Steve, he might have a few more areas of improvement.
Yeah, I think he's
that
got
will naturally
heaps,
come.
And even his first year of footy, they basically sat him out to put up on size, so he didn't pick up the things he needed to pick up playing footy.
Yeah.
So this is his year of playing footy.
Getting into it.
See where he's at the end of the year.
Well, he's supposed to be the next five, so if he is, then you're right. It's going to be.
Yeah, that was a fair.
You could have gone in about a few different directions. Like, I really like Sarong, but we don't know. You know, it's hard to project what he's going to be based on one game.
No, I'm a young man.
Young looks fantastic.
Yeah, Young does just look
absolutely fantastic.
I'm a young man. Give me some more.
Liam Henry's a really good player. We just haven't seen him yet. Like, he could easily be in that conversation as well. And they're going to get more high picks too. Like, this, it's good to be having that kind of conversation. We're like, oh, which of these four or five
and Griffin
young guys
Logue on the weekend. Jesus.
Griffin Logue is spectacular.
Logue. Amazing. Yeah. Is this Geelong?
Yeah, I think so.
This is Geelong.
It's a G.
I got Geelong. Yeah. I got all the shit. I told you I got all the shit teams.
Yeah, you do.
This was really hard to do. And like, I landed on Brandon Parfitt.
Yeah.
And I don't feel great about it.
Yeah. But
how old will he be?
He'd only be like 27 in 5 years or something, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's still pretty young. He's 98.
He's got a different hairstyle every week, that bloke.
Yeah. The other guys, I thought about Jordan Clark, but he's not even in the team at the moment. Like,
yeah.
You know, Cockatoo, if he had hamstrings, he'd be great, but he doesn't.
At what stage do we move on from Cockatoo?
Yeah.
Liam Duggan's played over 100 games in the same draft.
Yeah, right.
One pick apart.
I put him in the Harley. He's in the Harley Bennell category now. It's like, if you get anything out of him, it's a bonus. You can't rely on his hamstrings now. They're done.
Yeah. No, and which is a shame, because Harley had talent and it was some of his own doing that sort of buggered him. Whereas, I mean, Cockatoo seems like a good lad just having hamstring problems over and over and over and over.
Yep. Yeah, it's very unfortunate. You guys agree? I didn't think anyone would agree with that one.
It's not a like embarrassment of riches, are there? In terms of the young guys.
Yeah, I'd be Parfitt, or I probably would. I would have said Cockatoo, but that's with no backing or confidence. He'd be 22, Cockatoo?
Cockatoo.
So you know what I mean? Like, another year looks like it's going to go past him.
He's 24.
Cockatoo, 24. Jesus.
Yeah,
It
might be due a change. Changing club, changing environment. Nothing that Geelong
sometimes
have done wrong.
Works, yeah.
I mean, Geelong, they might even go to the exact same rehab program, but you might go to a place where there's a bit of sun, or there might just be some bloody key that helps him, and you know, good luck to him. But yeah, you're right. I think that's ship's almost sailed.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Gold Coast Suns. This one. Who are you going?
I'll probably go Rao.
Rhino.
Yeah, it has to be Rao. It's a fun conversation to pick the second.
I ain't picking Rao.
Who are you going with?
I'm picking Ben King.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah,
and am not deviating once around Ben King.
Yeah.
If you give me a choice of who I'm getting my hands on, Ben King, in 5 years' time, give me some of that Ben King, and I'll have a full length of it, please. He is over 200 centimetres.
Wow.
He'll be 25 in 5 years. He still won't even be in his prime. Yeah. He's a stick figure. You watch those King boys get their arms at full reach. He was going to play, his brother was going to play on Logue this week.
Yeah.
There would have been a 15 to 20 centimetre difference at extension. Yeah. But they are ginormous boys and just starting to work into it nicely. For mine,
they're kind of fun too. They're really fun to watch.
They're fun. Like,
key forwards don't tend to be fun, but no, that stretch that you watch, it reminds me of like Danaher was the one who could have been that.
Yeah.
Like he had that sort of length.
Better kicks, these boys.
Better kicks,
these boys. And of course, Matt Rao is going to be Matt Rao for a long time, but I've always had the theory. Say Matt Rowley standing next to Fife at a stoppage.
Yeah, you've explained
it's
50-50. Yeah,
it's like, at the end of the game, they're both going to have 30. They're both going to be in the Brownlow votes.
Not everyone has a Ben King.
If Ben King's kicked six, game over.
Yeah.
You ain't winning that game. It was a buddy fit theory for me. And I know Rowell might win Brownlows, but Carey never won a Brownlow. Matthews never won a Brownlow. Franklin never won a Brownlow. Mm. Matt Rowell might win a Brownlow, but I'm taking Sheehan.
Was it Adelaide, his first quarter against Adelaide, where he was the dominant player on the ground?
I was
at that game, and I was standing with your mate, Luke Hodge, and he said, like, the same question was raised to him, like, who would you take, Rowell or King? And he said Ben King as well.
Yeah.
Like, I know I was stunned at the time, but that was a performance. Like, that day I was like, holy crap.
Maybe it is it's a bit of a Hawthorn thing with having been around Franklin and knowing the damage over, sort of that feeling.
GWS, 5 years. I'm going to go in on Tom Green.
Better than Taranto.
Well, Taranto's had a year out with a shoulder now.
Yeah, you forgot about Taranto. Let's reassess.
Green, go the Tommy.
You can have a chance to go again.
Oh, how old Taranto now?
Maybe 20. He'd be 27
and
today.
And he's old news.
He's in between McGrath and McCluggage, who'll be 27.
I'm sticking with Taranto.
He's actually going to be in the best age group he should ever be in for a midfielder. And you've skipped a bloke who's won a best and fairest at 22.
I love it. And in a grand final team. He's one of my boys.
He's one of your boys.
And I've completely forgotten him because he's out with his shoulder.
And we love his ink.
Yeah.
And we love anything about Taranto.
The bad boy of Bondi.
Make your case for Green, Ronno.
I see Green as their bull, like their chance at having a Patrick Cripps and Nat Fyfe. One of those guys who can win every single clearance. Already we see the whole thing slows down for him and he just has time. Like, it looks like when he gets it and he's moving so slow, normally with a player, like when they do that, you're like, get rid of it.
He just doesn't.
Like, he somehow, everybody just seems to move away from him and he buys himself an extra second. I love that.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be the engine, like, that keeps them running. And guys like Taranto and Cornelio and these guys, they're going to be the, you know, the flair. But he'll be their most important clearance player. And it's probably Taranto. Yeah.
Taranto was 21 when he won the best of first.
Taranto doesn't have a huge amount of flair. Like, he can finish. He's just wherever you put him, you know, he'll win.
He's a super position. Player.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Scary to think where they're at.
Green reminds me a little bit of Bont, the way he just slopes and slow and tall.
Yeah,
but I'm not. Or like on the weekend, did you watch Green play? Like, you weren't. He wasn't.
Yeah,
brilliant. I reckon Taranto.
Yeah.
Oh man, Hawthorn, another shit club to pick.
No,
great club, but let's just say they've traded away or haven't even drafted any young talent at all.
No.
Since they picked up Xavier Ellis.
Now, who was their last draft pick?
Their last high draft pick.
It could
have been the late one.
Could have been Cyril.
As their last, top
20.
It probably was. Tim, where's Tim O'Brien?
O'Brien was first rounder. Yeah. But you're right. Yeah. There's not much kids. There's no kid. Oh, Warple.
It's hard.
Warple.
Yeah, so the discussion came down to Sicily or Warple. So Sicily will be 30 at the time and Warple will be 26. So I've gone with Warple based on that.
Yeah.
His trajectory is just going up and up and up. There's no reason to think he's going to regress.
Yeah.
Jake is going to be, I think, 31, but he'll have no cartilage in the knees left, so there's every chance he'll be gone. Mm. And Tommy Mitchell will probably be sort of fading by that point. So, like, I ended up going with Warple over Sicily, but you could probably talk me around if you think that Sicily's going to figure it all out in the next 5 years.
Matty DeBoer went to Warple on the weekend in that game.
Yeah.
He won their best and fairest last year in his second season at the age of 20.
Good player.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No, and guess what pick he was?
He's like 50-something?
Yeah, 45. Was he a rookie?
Yeah.
45. Look, he looks like he's played. But again, we said Sam Walsh. Errors improvement, like Warple, I don't see
the extra trick he's
got. But, I mean, it's a good version. Both those players, it's a good version of what you've got.
Mm.
I can't see the trick. Whereas you look at Sicily, who, say Sicily was his age and playing like he is, you'd go, oh, Sicily could be, he's going to be the best kick.
Could be anything.
Yeah. Could be, if he can just start taking some more pack marks or...
Yeah.
Like, there's a few more areas for Sicily. But I agree, Warple's the one. Melbourne Demons...
Melbourne,
the D's. I got a lot of abuse from Melbourne when I potted them post prelim final, and I've been proven right. There's a lot of holes in it. Luke Jackson,
been proven very right,
man. I'm still getting hate from Melbourne supporters. Luke Jackson is obviously a chance. But in five years, Ruckman can still be, and he was a basketballer prior. He's not really, I don't know, I'm not convinced on Rucks.
He might be where Tim English is now, which is
that was the exact same thing I wrote down. Yeah. But also, high draft picks as Ruckman, I don't know. I reckon you'd, like, what would a Grundy been?
Grundy was 18 or so.
Yeah. What was Jackson? Yeah. Two, three, four, whatever it was. So, really high. Anyway, so Jackson's a chance, but I've gone Clary Oliver. He's only 22 now.
Yeah, okay.
A bit of respect for him. He's only 22.
How bad was that kick at the end of the game when it was still live?
Yeah. There's no real standouts in that. If you're a Melbourne supporter, you're hoping it's not Oliver. Because again, he's going to be those players that he's 22 and he's played really well. That's him. So you're hoping there's a bit of spark and spunk from maybe a Jackson.
I've got zero faith in any of the Melbourne kids because I've got zero faith in the development of what Melbourne do
over time.
When's the last time they took a high pick and turned him into something? Like, remember Wiedemann? Remember when Wiedemann showed some stuff and everyone was like, "Wow,
we could trade away Jesse Hogan." Yeah.
But also remember
They're crying for a full forward right now. They have no one who can lead, kick goals, be dominant. No. And where is he? What is he even doing? Is he injured? Where is Wiedemann?
I remember on the front page or the back page of the Herald Sun, it was like Wiedemann asking for 700 or something a year. I was like,
that's right.
North Melbourne.
We could have done another 5 minutes on them.
Could have, and not come up with
and gone around in circles. Yeah. But are we all happy with Curry?
Yeah, I think so. Like, probably. And you did Jackson thing. Right. Jackson could be ready to go.
Yeah.
North Melbourne, one close to Ryan's heart. Tarryn Thomas.
Yeah, there's one that's close to my heart.
Oh, the Bull.
The Bull.
Yeah, Zerha.
I love Zerha.
He is a special man.
This is the most excited I've been about North Melbourne since Carey was there.
This is no joke. Oh. My wife asked me 2 nights ago, something must have come up about North Melbourne. She said, North Melbourne's still a club? It was a genuine question.
Are they back being called North Melbourne? Remember they went to the Kangaroos there for a while?
I think they're back to North Melbourne.
Decision of all time. It's like Footscray. Just take it back to Footscray.
Yeah, the Western.
Open up to the Western suburbs. No, you're Footscray. People.
That's not how the AFL works anymore.
Yeah, like, just you're bored in a certain area and go, I must be an Essendon supporter.
I like to go for the Bulldogs.
Yeah. I don't know. I just love the name Footscray as a team. But,
it's probably Tarryn Thomas. He has the class. Where Zerha's bashing crash, Thomas has the class.
Yeah.
What about Jai Simpkin? Did you think about
him? Oh, do you like a bit of Jai Simpkin?
His season this year has been incredible, whereas I heard Shaw talk about him the other day, and he was saying that as a kid, as a young lad, he's want to get better.
Oh, that's good.
And the hard work is like any other player he's seen, he wants to be the best, and he knows. So he's played a couple of good games, but he's not happy with the good games. Like his mindset is the stuff that he buggered up, as opposed to the good things he did.
This is why, like, I remember reading something about Nat Fyfe. Like, when he became really good, is when he knew he couldn't be one of the boys anymore. I'm like, that sucks. I'd just rather be one of the boys.
Hey, what about Jai Simpkin during lockdown? Spent it up in Kununurra.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, real North.
The Kununurra kid.
There's a feature coming up on that, surely.
Is there?
I'll get someone to do it.
Yeah, his girlfriend,
I think. Just say the name Curtis Taylor because he's really
good. Yeah, you got nominated Rising Star.
Richmond?
Richmond. This is an obvious one for
Port. Port.
Port.
That's doing well today.
It doesn't take long. Connor Rosie's going to be their best player in 5 years.
Yeah.
There's no real discussion. I like Butters. There's obviously some talent there with Marshall. He looks like a really good player.
Dersma
looks nice too. I like Dersma. But it's clearly going to be Rosie unless something goes horrifically wrong from here.
So you're saying Travis Boak? You're saying Travis Boak won't be playing at 38?
He'll be having his third best season ever.
He'll probably still be wheeling out showdown medals and B&Fs. It's
ageless.
There's no contest.
I like a lot of what Butters does, but Rosie's the one, isn't he?
I think so. Is he going to play forward his career, or what's he going to play more mid? Where do you reckon he's balance will be?
Dusty role.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't like the dusty role.
I was going to say more like a Robbie Gray, like almost like that sort of, where do you want me to win the game? I'll go there.
Yeah, I used to love Robbie Gray when he was in the midfield before those groins got him, but I don't particularly like Dusty's role forward.
You think he goes forward too often?
Yeah. Too often. Well, I mean, 90-10. Like, he's the best. He's so dominant when he's around the footy.
Yeah.
He gets it every time, but when it's in the forward line, it's like, where's Dusty? Mm. Oh, there he is. You see him twice a quarter and it looks dangerous. But I'd much rather him looking dangerous 10 times because he's such a lethal kick. I know we're talking about Richmond there, sorry. But I think Rosie should be either a forward where he dominates and has the goal square and runs that craft. It's all yeah. Or he's more midfield and, yeah, he goes forward rather than going on the bench for a bit.
Yeah.
If he wants to be like Dusty.
Maybe that's part of why, because he's had a bit of a dip the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's that kind of stuck in the middle.
You know, and it actually feel like you're in the middle. The ball just seems to be going over your head all the time.
Yeah.
When you're on and you know you're a midfield, you're around the source. Or if you're a forward, you know the ball's going to land in your area.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to get in between, you just go boom, boom, boom.
Graveyard shift.
Richmond's really obvious. Thompson Dow.
I was going to say,
got in my house. Okay.
No, they got no one. No, that's their first round. That's their first round draft pick this year.
Was that Paddy Dow's brother? Yeah, I think it is.
How old's Dusty going to be in 5 years?
Oh, yeah. Nah, too old, I'd say. But yeah, no, he was their first round draft pick. Averaged 22 disposals in the TAC Cup and a goal. He looks like he's going to have a good shape about him. I watched some vision of him running. He looks like he carries the ball
what's
where he runs and
is
smooth.
Is Collier Dawkins or what's his Riley something?
I don't know.
Two mums.
Yeah, they go with two mums. He's a big unit, and there was a lot of promise on him, like because he was a late bloomer. He shot up, and then he was doing a lot of good midfield stuff. But I don't think he's been sighted. He's been there for two years.
Yeah, no,
we haven't seen him. We haven't seen him. Shy Bolton's shown some flashes.
Mate, Dusty will be 30.
Best player.
Dusty will be 34.
Yeah,
no,
so it's not
it's
Dusty.
Maybe
Tom.
Will he still be playing? Dusty will give
Dusty's
it away
done.
At some point, won't he?
Who was that one, Rhino?
Tommy Lynch, maybe?
Nah, I looked at him. He'll be done. I mean, he's going to be 33 at that age and not catch. Like, I looked at Tom Lynch and thought Josh Kennedy, still a good serviceable player, but eventually it's gonna slow down.
Man, these guys don't have any. Like, I'm looking at their list now. Like, Daniel Rioli. Based on talent, like
I think Daniel Rioli is just what he is.
I heard Dimmer Hardwick.
He's never grabbed it.
I heard Dimmer talk about Rioli the other day, and he was dropped and then came back in, saying that what made him so important to their team and why they'd been so ordinary was Dimmer stopped rewarding the little things that those players do for the team.
Yeah, right.
So Rioli, Dimmer's like, I just got to get my head. He's a 9 to 10 disposal player a game, kick a goal. But I need a reward and highlight and praise the stuff that the other players who do get the 30 can't do.
Yeah.
And it made so much sense. And then you see him back in on the weekend, burrowing around.
What are you on to
St. Kilda.
Oh, St. Kilda. I went with...
Oh, there's one answer.
Max King.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. The big fella, for all the reasons we talked about, Ben, is the
exact same.
Genetically exactly the same. probably has a year. He's a year behind. But you see enough where... You can tell he's doing now what Ben King did last year.
Who'd they play on the weekend? Sorry, he's doing more than what Ben King did last year. Whoever
Carlton.
It's a different side. Like the last year, that side was getting pumped.
Yes, but he had two kicks kicked to him on the weekend. He kicked two in the first quarter, I reckon, King. But from marks where the commentator said, "Oh, great kick to advantage," where they really could have laced. If it was a great kick, it would have easily been a chest mark for him.
But he got it at the top of the
highest of the jump. Point with someone trying to chop his arms, and don't remember, it was to his advantage, but it was not a great kick. The great kick would have been a chest mark.
Do you reckon they adjust? Like if they say it's King
say,
boy, they try to kick higher.
How do the midfielders go?
Yeah, you'd have to. Yeah, they did one time. They lobbed it up to him, but his ability to catch it at the top at the highest
just can't get it.
202 centimeters, so ruckman height.
Yeah,
plus his long arms.
It's the Sandilands thing. It's like normally if they drop a mark, someone has to have chopped their arms. Surely,
yeah, 100%.
And they're better marks. Aaron Sandilands was never like
no.
When he went forward, he was a great mark midfield. When he went forward, he was terrible.
But yeah, and when the King boys, so this week Griffin Logue was going to play on him until his injuries.
Yeah.
Griffin Logue had a great game on the weekend.
But he would never give away a metre and a half.
You think, okay, Griffin Logue might get him this time they play.
Yeah.
In 12 months' time, in 24 months' time. We're talking 5 years' time.
Yeah.
He's going to be. When they get some meat on those bones, poof.
Who, did you consider anyone else?
Hunter Clark was the other one I considered. You keep both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Good
what about
size.
So we're out on Gresham now. We don't believe Gresham.
No, I like Gresham.
Like him.
But I still, he's not the best player. He'll be like, he'd be top five, top three maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a king.
Sydney Swans. Okay, so the obvious answer is Isaac Heaney because he'll be his prime. But I really wanted to look at Nick Blakey. Like, I was super close to just going left field here. And, like, I love everything about him. I think he's so good when he's on the wing.
If we're doing this last year, I would have said Blakey. This year's been a bit cold.
He's had no one there to help.
He's been the main focal point. Yeah. It's just been a little bit cold for him, I reckon. Whereas last year everything was pointing to the direction in 5 years he's going to be a megastar, which obviously gets a bit more help back. I don't think it is that left field.
Yeah.
But Isaac Heaney, you'd probably say at the moment.
It's probably Heaney. The other one that I briefly thought about was Ollie Florent. I think he's really good. The difference is those other two guys have the ability to be a bit more dominant, dynamic, whereas I think Florent's going to be a really nice player. Like, it reminds me a bit of Taranto, actually, like a little bit. I just think they've got a pretty bright future.
Yeah, you get sick of waiting on Heaney, don't you? Even when we talk about him, like, we're just sick of waiting on him.
I know. Well, I'm getting sick of waiting on Mills now. Mills, I've put a line through.
Mills, I've almost scratched.
Mills, I've put a line through in terms of being that A-pluser that they were talking about. Heaney, how old did you say Heaney was, Rhino?
I think he's, what, 23 now?
24. So 24. Just turned 24. Yeah, it's prime time within the next 12 months for Heaney. Oh, I'm still massive on him. I think that ability to mark one-on-one, how do you man him up? You put someone the same size on him, he does him in the air. Put someone bigger on him and he can get him to ground. I think that Heaney is now got to be what he is. Like,
it's got to happen in 6 months.
I reckon he's a dangerous forward.
Yeah.
With that marking ability. You put him in midfield too long, he loses that ability. You never see him use it. Mm-hmm. So I think they need to make a little decision and go...
It's funny how they haven't been able to... Like, because Heaney is a better forward and Mills is... They've decided as a defender. Yeah. They don't have a dominant young mid that they've been able to get in. Yeah.
No.
Stevens is playing this
Luke
week.
Parker's not old either. I forgot that.
How old is he?
27 or
he's
eight?
He's 26. Yeah.
Who's after Sydney? West Coast?
Is it West Coast? Sorry.
West Coast.
Right, West Coast, tough one. Obviously giving away their future. Ooh,
yeah, another one
Tim
without Kelly.
This is who I was watching. I want to see if you have the same answer.
Right, well, the obvious answer would be Oscar Allen at 21, so he'd be 26 by then, roaming around as a half forward, a centre-half forward option. But my smoky, I've done a smoky because there's not a lot of depth there, is Bailey Williams in the ruck.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's not smoky. That's Cheech and Chong.
He's 20.
Hasn't got a game yet.
No, but it was close last year. Close last
year. He's played a game.
Athletic. He's a ruckman, not Ed. Idiot.
Ruck forward, isn't he?
Mate, you're laughing at my answer, you little bitch. He's super athletic. I've done a lot of waffle games. He's ultra.
Really good in the scratch match on the weekend against, don't
suck up now, Rhino. I'm going to belt you when you get back. I'm going to belt the living piss out of you. Bailey, he's only 20. God. He's a 20-year-old ruckman. Only thing I have next to his name I put a cross next to, he's only 199 centimetres. You can't be a ruckman unless you're 200. It used to be my rule. So slight little cross next to there for his height.
199.4.
But Bailey, Oscar Allen's the obvious. Bailey Williams.
Yes.
And I want you to apologise me when we see Bailey.
When he's the ultimate.
Well, okay. So do you reckon we're going to see Tom Hickey again?
I've been calling for a Bailey Williams debut for a while. I like Bailey Williams.
No, you're backpedaling.
There you go. Bailey Williams hater.
Ahead of Oscar Allen. He's only a year younger than Oscar Allen.
We now know.
Oscar Allen was dropped last week.
Came back and won a game for him.
That's
now lodged officially. Ryan Daniels, Bailey Williams hater.
Yeah, and I better simmer over these 14 days during lockdown because I might come around and absolutely flog you.
Who's the Bulldogs' backup ruckman? Is it Jordan Sweet? I reckon he could be the best player.
But mate, we're dealing with Tim English there, you flog. Where he's young as it is.
Funnily enough, that's who we are. Western Bulldogs. So Bont's going to be 29. So there's every chance it's still Bont. And the next up is Tim English.
You know the answer.
It's fine.
You know.
Oh, Bailey. Now another Bailey. It's all the Baileys today. Bailey Smith. They have. If it's not going to be Bont, it's one of Bailey Smith and Tim English.
Is Bailey Smith the Sam Walsh draft?
Yeah.
Who would you have? You now choose
Bailey Smith.
Rhino, who would you take?
Bailey Smith. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, okay. You know, I agree.
It's the same. Number one picks are always a safe choice.
Yeah, I'm going to go English at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I went English.
Yeah, I'll be going English.
Like, from what you've seen of him this year, he was struggling at times, and now
the
last couple of weeks he kind of figured it out. Give him another 5 years.
If it was the middle of last year when Norton was the Astrodort and he was, he probably Jesus Christ couldn't have played on him, would be saying Norton?
Yeah. Oh, after that Richmond game where he made Dylan Grimes. Yeah.
I reckon that they've got the best. If we did this and said, right, you've got to have four, who the likely to have four
they've
stars?
They've got the best.
Those four.
You'd say that you could easily say there's four.
It's like Gold
multiple
Coast,
All Australians in there.
Gold Coast and the Bulldogs are the ones where you're like, I don't know.
I'd almost take the Bullies. If Norton was Air Norton.
If Norton was Air Norton.
Yeah, if Norton was
Air
Norton.
They've got a couple more who are a step ahead.
Yeah.
Like the Gold Coast ones have got the promise, but the Dogs are a step ahead.
Step ahead at the moment, and they might be a couple of leaps forward for those Gold Coast lads, I reckon, at some stage soon. Who would you go on, Rhino, in the doggy land?
I probably would.
Yeah, good answer, mate. Yeah.
But
who you would go?
Yeah.
No, we didn't hear it. There was a siren. Who'd you say? Who did you say?
Bond. But it's close. The Bond.
Yeah.
The Bond.
I mean, that's one of the best things.
Just quickly,
I'm going
to go do Darcy.
Darcy Trucker.
Played a very good game.
No, he's good. He's very good. We've lost you.
Oh, wow.
We've lost you in Zoom, mate.
We come out of this.
Hey, Rhino, we've lost you. Your Zoom's out, mate. Left, let you go.
You got a bit of robot voice going on, mate. All right, good a time to call it.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day.
See you, mate. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. It's been the Hardball Gets AFL Show. We'll see you next time.